Hey, what's going on? This is Gerald Watson of Shaolin Jazz.
This is DJ Two-Tone Jones.
And you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C.
It's hard to make this short.
Don't worry about it. That's why we'll edit, bro.
I'm Gerald Watson, one half of Shaolin Jazz.
And I'm DJ Two-Tone Jones, the other half of Shaolin Jazz.
My work before Shaolin Jazz was, and still is, graphic design. Also, curating art shows.
You know, I've been DJing for a better part of 18 years or so.
Early on, I was doing these album cover art installations called the Classics, where I would highlight different genres of music that I'm into, from jazz to hip-hop to reggae to rock. And so with each one, I would highlight maybe 80 or 90 or so album covers from various DJs who are friends of mine. So with each album cover event, I would also have Two-Tone create a mixtape for each one. So there's a jazz one, rock one. And so with each show, I would have, you know, the actual exhibition. And then I would have these online, you know, I'd like to call them the cultural projects, where I would interview an album cover designer from that particular genre who might have been pivotal. So one of the interviews that I did was, and this was for jazz, which was the last exhibition, and I wanted to do something special for that because I grew up with a lot of jazz music in my household when I was young. And I interviewed a cat by the name of Logan Mills Walters. And so I had seen his work a long time ago. He has a set of visuals called Wu Note.
Yeah, Wu Note.
And, you know, I saw that he had done, it was a Wu-Tang Beatles album cover. And I was like, man, that's kind of ill. And so I thought to myself, well, you know, I wonder if he's ever done a Wu-Tang jazz project or an album cover for a Wu-Tang jazz project. And I looked around to see if anything like that had ever existed. And so in my line of questioning to him, I asked him, you know, hey, have you ever done an album cover for a Wu-Tang jazz project? And his response was no, but I would if one ever came to be. So I go back to Two-Tone and said, hey, look, man, instead of doing this jazz mixtape, what about doing a Wu-Tang jazz project? And, you know, got back to me, said, yo, I'm down. Not really sure how to do it, but I'm down. And so I go back to Logan maybe a day later, like, look, I got this project I'm doing. I'm going to need that album cover. And, you know, that's how Shaolin Jazz was born.
Like, yo, that sounds crazy. I don't know exactly what that is or going to be like, but I'm up for the challenge, you know. So each of those classic series projects, the goal really was to have the mix done before the event to help promote the event.
Yeah.
So I started working on this a little bit. I gave Gerald a heads up. I was like, man, yeah, this ain't gonna be ready for the. There's no way in the world. I think maybe a week, 2 weeks later, I hit him up. I was like, I got a track. I got one track, and I want you to hear this. But I want you to hear this and understand, you know, listen to the detail, the quality, and know that I'm gunning for this for a full, you know, album or mixtape project. So that very first one was Cream, and it was a fusion with dope producer by the name of Gennaro Jarrell. He did it was a mostly instrumental project album he put out years ago, and there was this track on there where he had flipped Pharoah Sanders' Astral Traveling. Always loved that instrumental, like it was really dope, and for some reason it just kind of came to me. I was like, yeah, let me try with this. So even though it wasn't an actual like jazz original, it was, you know, it was very obvious that where the sample came from. And also what I wanted to do even with that, I ended up fusing the original at the beginning, fusing the original, and it went into this beat, and then it went back out to the original. And I wanted to make it sound seamless too.
on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job, had second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to New York was drug loot. Unless you started like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the teen who was a fiend. Started smoking wounds at 16 and running up in gates and doing.
My goal was, how can I make this sound like a Wu-Tang project still with their influence, but with the variety of so many great jazz artists? And on top of that, mainly, how can I make it sound like they actually rapped over these songs? So that was really my goal with each track, is like the delivery, the flow, the pocket, everything has to match. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs. Every week we made 40 G's. G's, brothers, respect mine, I ain't gonna take nothing.
You know, he wholly encapsulated what I was thinking. I don't even know if I had a name yet. I just said Wu-Tang and Jazz, and that was it. And originally, we were just looking to drop a mixtape. We weren't looking to do any of the other things that we're doing now. We were just happy enough, like, yo, we drop a mixtape, let's do some album listening parties, and call it a day. You got the soft swords in the midsection. Don't talk the talk. If you can't walk the walk, phony
niggas that outline the talk. I'm mad vex, it's what the projects made me. In terms of how we got from the mixtape to where we are now with Shaolin Jazz, it's all been this organic kind of snowball effect. It's almost like a flake to avalanche at this point in terms of what we've done. Gerald and I, at this point, we had almost 10 years of experience working together, under our belt and doing events and creative content and things like that. So in terms of resources at our disposal and ideas of how to do some DIY stuff and, not really spend hardly any money, like, that was something that we knew how to do some stuff, already. So we, had this project. We knew it was something special, and we're like, we don't want to just drop it and then it gets forgotten about. So, like, right. Let's at least do these listening parties, and we'll do them in markets that we've already been to and have connects to. So we started with D.C., Philly, New York. Yeah, with that too, and even with doing a listening party, that actually also led to the introduction of Shaolin Jazz Art. Because we've done a number of art exhibitions, we really kind of got to the point where, like, almost any time we did anything, we'd like to have art involved. When we hug these mics, we get busy. Come and have a good time with G.O.D. Make you snap your fingers all wiggle. You're like, yeah, let's maybe do something else to kind of, the listening parties are done. Again, projects really dope, and we're like, there's something else to maybe give some extra legs. Gerald actually came up with this idea of, like, let's maybe do a graphic design album cover remix contest or something. And I'm thinking, like, all right, what, none we'd ever really done before. I'm just like, all right, we'll be lucky to get like 2 or 3 people to submit something. But basically the premise was, like, flip our album cover that Logan had created, and we had a little prize package for the winner. So with this, we even said up front, right before we launched this, we were like, yo, if we get even 5 people to submit something, this will be a success. The contest ran for about a month, and at the very final day of the contest, when we wrapped it up, we had a total of exactly 37 submissions. The coincidence is, and we forgot to mention this, when we named the mixtape, Gerald came up with the name. We titled it Shaolin Jazz, the 37th Chamber. So to get 37 submissions for this graphic design contest, and what was even crazy about it was not one submission came from this area. Not one submission from D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. Yeah. We got submissions from San Francisco, New York, Romania, Australia, like all over the world.
So we now have a range of engagements that we conduct where we highlight the parallels between hip-hop, jazz, and martial arts. And they range from lecture to live music performance, specifically a two-tone leading a live band, on into movie screening-based engagement, which is Can I Kick It, and our art show, which is actually from that original art show from our listening party and into a newer exhibition called Shaolin AV, which is two-tone doing this kind of ill VJ set, controlling the video with the turntables and flipping the music around. It's crazy.
Teacher, I've taught you for 3 years, instructing you in my poison clan techniques. I live here in seclusion, so we can talk about the clan.
Can I kick it? So that, can I kick it? Man, that was actually, I think at this point, our marquee engagement we, you know, fuse classic martial arts films with a live score, scored by Two-Tone. And it's not just music on top of a movie.
So even they don't know each other's names. And while they were here, they always wore masks to avoid being known.
It's scene by scene live scoring, so it's audio kind of woven around the audio that's already in the film. You know, unlike scenarios, and we've been in, you know, many times before, either even places where we've DJed at or had events at, where then you might have a movie showing on a screen and it's just a visual to go along with the, you know, something to look at while you're in there and really listening to the music. Well, if we actually paid attention to the movie itself and we just played to that. And between the two of us, we had never seen or heard of anybody doing this. I think the closest thing was the National Symphony Orchestra, score is Star Wars or something. Or,
right.
When we talk to schools about this at times too, we say that, we like this is kind of our pushing the boundaries of what jazz artists used to do in the early 1900s when people go to movie theaters. And the music being played was of somebody on the piano playing live.
You people are all trying to achieve the impossible.
That's exactly what we've done. But you'll fail. And you'll all die.
If we die, the next generation will fight them too. And the one after them.
Yeah. The ghetto red hot, rude boy licking shots in your area. Madman terror on your block, ruckus. 40 troublemaking.
You know, we're certainly happy to be back for our third year of rocking with the Downtown DC bid for their Downtown DC Summer Flick series featuring Can I Kick It at Freedom Plaza. From this year, we're going from June 4th through July 9th, so it's every Tuesday, six Tuesdays. And this year is going to be a phenomenal summer because we're screening all films exclusively from the Marvel Studios catalog. This is obviously be something different from us. You know, normally we're doing a traditional martial arts film or an action movie with some martial arts in it. But, you know, these action movies, I mean, these Marvel Studios films, I mean, there is martial arts in them as well. So, you know, it certainly fits along the line. But, you know, to flip it differently, I mean, we're certainly looking forward to it. Comic books and hip hop have always walked hand in hand, just like jazz and hip hop or martial arts and hip hop. So, you know, it makes sense in a lot of different ways.
From the gate now,
cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money, dollar bill.
Check us out, shaolinjazz.com, S-H-A-O-L-I-N, and the word jazz.com. And if you're on eventbrite.com, you can look up Can I Kick It DC, Fuse Ecology, shouts out to them as well. You can just go to their homepage and click on one of the banners you see. And social media, Instagram, Twitter, we're, at Shaolin Jazz. Yeah, this is going to be a big summer. Like I said, you have live martial arts demos, guest DJs, stuff like that, prizes and contests, cosplay going on this year.
It all works. It's all works. In the family.
I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed, but I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's your work?